Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Nun Vav, the second to last daf in Perek Makam Shenahagu, in the fourth Perek of Maseches Psachim, and we are on Nun Hei Amabez by the two dots, and we are discussing the last section that was mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned on Nun Hei Amabez that one is allowed to bring and get Kalim from the Beis Ha'uman, even though you don't need it for Yantif. And Pashtus, this is talking about Erev Pesach, Yudalad. We mentioned implicitly, we gave a couple of answers in the Gemara that maybe the Mishnah is also discussing Chol HaMoed. We saw the Vilna Gaon yesterday, who says our Gemara, by comparing Erev Yantif to Chol HaMoed, is assuming that Erev Yantif itself is a Yantif of some kind. And it has nafkaminas, legabe avelus, and other issues. But the last line of the Mishnah says that you're allowed to bring and take items from a Beis HaUman, from an artisan's house. So says the Gemara, two dots, about 12 lines up. Molichan kelim mevim beis HaUman, Amar of Papa, Badik one, Rava tested us with the following question. Right, Rava also gave bechinas. So this was his question. Tanan, molichan mevim kelim beis HaUman, afa pish enol zor chamoid. He says, in our Mishnah, in Psachim, right here, you're allowed to bring Kalim and bring Kalim back from a Beis HaUman, even though you don't need it for Yantif. That's not called Tircha Yaseira or it's not called a violating the Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach, V'raminhu, but we have another Brisa that says, Ein Mevin Kalim and Beis HaUman. You're not allowed to bring them. V'im Choshish Lahem Shemi Yiganvu, and if you're worried that they're going to get stolen, if they stay in the Uman's house, it's not a secure area. Mefanan L'chatzar Acheres. You're allowed to remove them to another chatzer, a chatzer that's close by to the Uman's house. You're not allowed to bring it all the way home. You have to do the least amount of tircha that's possible. So you could take it out and put it into a secure area, but we have a stira. Rava says that Rava tested his talmidim with this stira. Our Mishnah said everything's mutter, and the Brisa says that no, you're only allowed to remove it in a limited fashion. Umishaninan, and Rav Papa says, we answered the question, Kalokasha, Kar Barbasar, Kan Bechol HaShamoed. As we said, the Chol HaMoed has a higher level, a higher standard of Isra Malacha. And therefore, on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to go back and forth. But on Chol HaMoed, you're only allowed to go there if there is a real need. Or they're both talking about a Chol HaMoed. What's the difference? V'lokasha, kan b'ma'amino, kan b'she'eno ma'amino. The difference is whether you give ne'emanus to the artisan, whether you trust him in terms of his guarding. V'hatanya, and this is a Hatanya b'nichusa, V'hatanya, after we learned in a braisa also, or another way to answer up a problem, we had a chilek of ma'amino and eina ma'amino, so you see that is a valid distinction. Where do we see that? Mevi'im kelim beis uman, you're allowed to bring kelim from the artisan's house. Kagon, hakad mi beis hakadad, a pitcher from the artisan, from the store that make the pitchers. Vakos mi beis hazagag, and a glass kos. Mi beis hazagag, from the glass workers area. Right, we know this lashon from Yom Kippur night, that we are like beis hamizogeg, and all the, we're like kalim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Avalot semer mi beis hatzeva, avalot kalim beis uman. But you're not allowed to bring wool from the dyer's house, from the dyer's store, or kalim beis uman. V'meim lo mayochal, but if the artisan has nothing to eat, right, this is one of the five conditions of Heter Malach and Chol HaMoed, v'meim lo mayochal, nosin lo schara umanicho, so you can go pay him for it, but you're not allowed to take it with you. So you see from the Braisa, you're not allowed to bring it from the Beis HaUman. V'im eino ma'amino, but what if you don't trust him? You don't trust that he's going to be a good shomer. Menichad b'Beis HaSamachlo, you could go and take it and bring it and put it into the house that's next door, meaning as close by to the Beis HaUman as possible. V'im choshi shemi yiganvu, but if you're worried that even there might get stolen, mevi'im b'tzina b'toch Beis HaU, you're allowed to bring it all the way to the house. So you see already, ma'amino is a factor. That's why we brought this Braisa. Says the Gemara, okay, tirats the mevi'in, molich and kasha, fine, I understand there's no contradiction in terms of mevi'in, bringing it back. You can bring it back all the way if you're eino ma'amino, and you have to leave it there if it's ma'amino. Molich and kasha, but you didn't answer this here with molichin. Our Mishnah says you can even bring it there in the first place. Diktani, ein mevi'in, v'kol shekim to ein molichin, ela mechaverta k'dashanein meikara. Okay, go back to the original, right? Meaning, reject the second answer that we tried to say. It's all talking about Chol HaMoed and ma'amino versus ein ma'amino. Go back to the first answer of Arba'asar versus Chol HaMoed. On Erev Pesach, there's more flexibility, because it's not the Chag yet. It's not Yantif yet. Okay, says the Mishnah. Now we end up with a Mishnah that has to do with Erev Pesach in one line, but it has to do with a lot of other things as well, which allows us and affords us the opportunity to talk about various different inyanim on today's daf. Shisha Dvarim also Anshi Yericho. The people of Yericho did five activities. Al Shlosha Michu Biyadim, Al Shlosha Lo Michu Biyadim. The Chazal were upset about all six of them. But three of them, they were mocha. They protested and they said, how can you do this? And they tried to stop them. And the three of them, they said, okay, what can we do? Let him do it. Lo Michu Biyadim. While there were Jews living in Yericho. And we know Yeshua Ben Nun made a curse for anyone to rebuild Yericho. And the Yeshua Ben Nun says, and if anybody rebuilds Yericho, then their children are going to die. There was a man named Chiel in the days of the Malachim that, you know, didn't take this curse so seriously, and he built up Yericho, and he lost all of his children from start to finish in the process. It's amazing. Somebody who knew the curse, and even though he lost a couple of his sons already in the process, he thought, oh, what a coincidence. It's an amazing example of a kshei oref, of stubbornness, of someone not seeing hashgacha right in front of his eyes. But there's only an isser of building Yericho. Living there is not usser. If somebody else builds up the city, there's no isser for a Jew to live in Yericho. Right? We don't have any Jews. We have Jews living near Yericho, but not in Yericho. But theoretically, there can be Jews in Yericho. Right? What is it? We learned in the Mishnah, the end of Meseches Tamid, I think it is, towards about the Ketores. The Ketores could be smelled all the way to Yericho, and you could hear the sound of the pulley going down with the kiyar, even in Yericho, the Mishnah describes. So obviously Jews in Yericho at different points in history. See here too, there were Anshe Yericho. So ve'elu hein shelo micho b'yadam. So first the Mishnah lists off the activities that they did, that Chazal said, okay, let him do it. So we have to figure out what exactly was wrong. Why did Chazal not protest so strongly? Number one, markivin dekalim kalayom. They worked with their palm trees. They were markivin tekalim the entire day of the 14th of Nisan. Right, that's what this Mishnah is doing here. Right, they did malacha the entire day. Markivin tekalim kol hayom. What was their svara? Why did they do that? What, they didn't know the Mishnah about the various mehagim. So says the Meiri, maybe they thought, remember we discussed this machlokas 5 days ago, they thought, what was the whole reason for the isser of Malacha on Erev Pesach? Because of the Yantif. So they thought twofold. Number one, if you're not in Yerushalayim, then, you know, there's no need. Ubnei Yericho nireh shehayu sovrim sheikar din malacha zarba asar mishum karboni v'chol she'eino b'Yerushalayim ein bo iser malacha ad ha-mincha kishar arvi yamim tovim. They felt that if you weren't in the Yerushalayim, so then you didn't have this Isser Malacha. And even the Chachamim weren't Moche, Elish Mikomakom, Mechur Hayahadavar Etzlam. It was still something ugly in their eyes. Af Shlobo Yerushalayim, the Af Bizman Azeh, Kaboshi Be'anab Emission. Also, even Bizman Azeh, even though there was no carbon. That's what we discussed at the beginning of the parak. Rashi, the Tosfos, the Baal Hamor, whether it's Mishum Tircha or Mishum the carbon. Interesting, what is the Meiri, how is he explaining the Bnei Yericho? If you aren't in Yerushalayim, why weren't they in Yerushalayim? What, you don't have to go to Yerushalayim? What if you weren't Derech Rechoka? Are they going to be able to partake in Yericho to get there? They're already late morning on Erev Pesach. They have to eat Karban Pesach. Right, so it reminds us a little bit of that Tosfos that we discussed back on Daf Gimel, where the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was not in Yerushalayim either. And he sent the non-Jew, and the Tosfos says, why wasn't he there? Shalo ala l'rega. Why wasn't he ala l'rega? So Tosfos says, maybe he was in Chutz La'aretz. Yericho is not in Chutz La'aretz. But either way, maybe they brought back, maybe they were able to bring back to Yerushalayim, to Yericho. Either way, this was number one, that they worked the entire Erev Pesach. V'karchin eshema, they rolled Shema together. What does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. V'kotzrin v'gotshin l'fnei ha'omer, and they also harvested and made piles, Gedisha, before the Omer was brought. As we discussed, Be'ez Hashem, yesterday, in terms of the Isser of Chadash, but Rashi explains here, we had this earlier also a couple of weeks ago, that the areas, the types of grains, the non-muvchar areas, one is allowed to harvest even before the Omer is brought, because we're not worried the Omer can't be brought from there, and we're not worried that you're going to eat from it because you're just harvesting. But they were not really supportive of even making the normal piles in the normal way. We discussed this back in the first parak. And Rashi explains the reason that you're allowed to do it in these other areas, because Be'inon Mishevach Eretz Yisrael, and these aren't from the Mishubach Eretz Yisrael. So, but they weren't so happy about it because they said the Ksira was okay, but not the Gedisha. But these people, the Anshei Yericho, even did the regular Gedisha, Chazam Award, the Shema Yochal, in that case. But either way, that's, they didn't protest so loudly. Those were the three in category one. The Elo Shemicha B'Yadim, in the following cases, activities, they did protest, and they were very upset about. Number one, Matirin Gamzio Shel Hektish. They, the Anshei Yericho, partook and allowed themselves to partake of growths of Hektish. If they were Maktish, a tree, in order to give to Hektish, the fruit that grew from that tree, they didn't treat as Hektish. No, you're allowed to grow, I wasn't Maktish that. And the Chazal were very upset about that. How could you say that, right? Anything, Gidule Hektish or Hektish. Anshei Yericho obviously felt either they were just totally wrong or they felt something that Gidule Hektish or not are not Hektish. So, well, again, we'll have to see in the Gemara exactly what they were thinking. So, number one, Matir Gamzio Shel Hektish, the Isra of Me'ila. Number two, V'Ochlin Mitachas HaNesharim B'Shabbos. They ate from under fruit that fell off the tree on Shabbos, which you would think, what I mean? Isn't that Nolad? Isn't that Muksa? Again, we'll see in the Gemara. V'nosin Peah LaYarek, V'micho B'Yadam Chachamim. And they also left Peah from vegetables. There is no mitzvah to leave Peah from vegetables. Remember, we've discussed many times the machlokas between Rambam and the other Rishonim in terms of what's chayiv in Shumas and Maisras on a Doraisa level, but everybody agrees Yerakos are only Drabanan. Yerakos aren't chayiv Doraisa. That's by Shumas and Maisras. What about Peah? So we'll see in the Gemara. There are five conditions. First parak in Peah discusses five conditions that items require to know if they're chayev in Peah or not. Meiser, first Mishnayos and Meiseris, only mentioned three conditions. Peah is more limited. There are five conditions that one has to fulfill in order for one to be chayev in Peah. Vegetables do not meet those conditions, but they still left Peah from Yerakos. So you might think, oh, they're being machmir, but it's a chumra da asa de kula. Because if it's not really Peah, then you have to give Shumas and Meiseris from it. Peah, you don't have to give Shumas and Maisras. The Aniyim, when you give them Peah, they don't have to take off Maisras from their Peah. So here, really, I'm being Machmer, but it's really a Kula, because really, it shouldn't be Peah, and I should have to give Shumas and Maisras to the Kohanim and the Levim. That's why Chazal were very upset about that. You're mixing up Tevel and all the other, Manas Kahuna. Therefore, it's not a good thing. Umichu B'Yadim Chachamim. So therefore, these last three, Chazal protested about. Right, Rashi says on the second line on top, Mishum teka mafki lemi meiser. You're mafki it from the chiyuv of meiser. Here we go. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. So we have a brisa that continues this discussion. If you see on the side, it's pointed out that the following brisa, if you look in Mishnayos, this is part of the Mishnah. This is considered part of the Mishnah. In our Gemara, we don't have it as part of the Mishnah, we have it as a brisa. But if you look in Mishnayos, it's nitfas, it's published as part of the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyo HaMelech. Our Mishnah spoke about the Anshei Yericho. The Gemara talks about Chizkiyo HaMelech, one of the great kings. Three things he did. Al-Shlosha Hodulo, Al-Shlosha Lo Hodulo. Three things Chazal were Moda and said, amazing. Even L'Chadchila, they were Moda. And the other three things, they weren't Moda. They didn't think it was such a good idea. Right? This is different than the Mishnah. The Mishnah said three, they didn't like any of the six Anshei Yericho did. Three they protested, three they didn't. Chizkiyo, three things they liked, and three things they didn't like. What were they? Number one, Girer Atzmos Aviv, Almita Shel Chavala. Menashe's father Achaz was a terrible king, Obed Avodah Zarah, he was a big Rasha, and Chizkiyo wanted to help him achieve tshuva, and therefore he did not give him a proper burial. He didn't give him a proper coffin. He rolled his bones, not even in a box, just on a bunch of ropes, and he dragged it around all the way till he got to the cemetery, in order to be able to give him punishment in this world, so that he can have a little respite in the next world. Right? Rashi says, Mishum Kapara, Velo Kavru Bekavid Bedarga. They didn't bury him in a covered dick coffin. Umita noya. Umepnik kiddush Hashem. She yizgane al risho v'yivasra al risham. So people could see, oh, this is what happens to risham. It's terrible. So therefore, this is what he did. V'hodu lo. And they were very happy about this. Meaning they agreed that this is something that his father would appreciate and would receive nachas from in Shamayim. Says that the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah right here. So Mita Shel Chavalim, Denagu Likvar HaMelech B'Mita Yafeh V'Noah Mishum Kvodo. They used to bury him in a nice, beautiful Aron. Lefi Shahaya Aviv Achaz Rasha Bizuhu Vihiniyach Gufa Bemita Michavalim Vigeru Balakvaros Vahodulo. And they admitted to him. Why? So the Tveres Yisrael in the Yachid, right? We know the Tveres Yisrael's commentary is split up into the Yachid Uboaz. Yochanan Boaz, where do you get those names from? Those are from the two pillars that Shlomo HaMelech made at the beginning of Sefer Malachim, Malachim Aleph. He made two pillars in front of the Heichal, right? The Yochin and the Boaz. That's why if you look in Mishnayos, there's two picture of two pillars. That's the Tiferes Yisrael. The Yochin is his commentary where he just explains the Mishnah, and the Boaz is where he expands upon the commentary. So first he says in the Yochin, the Hodula, why they agree? Demidlo asa maisa amcha eino chayav lachabdo. Since he didn't follow mitzvos, there's no chiyuv to give him kavod. What's the Tiferes Yisrael bothered by? What's he referring to? Isn't there a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim? So fine, Beis Din could punish somebody, but is it the son's job to do this to the father? That's what the Tiferes Yisrael is mentioning. Why were they modeh? Midelo asa maisa amcha. What is he referring to? So now you look in the Boaz. Hainu kaharama b'shem yesh omrim simin reish mem. This is a machlokes rishonim. If you look in Hilchos kibud av v'aim, in Simin Reish Mem, Sif Yurches, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Machlokas, Machaber in the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Mamzer, Chayiv, right, that's a good Shaila, is a Mamzer Chayiv in Kibud Av, right, his father and mother are the reason that he's in this state, that he's not going to be able to marry anybody. So is he the Chayiv in Kibud Av Aim? Says the Shulchan Aruch, yes, Mamzer Chayiv Bekavod Aviv, Ubimo Ra'o, Afilu Haya Aviv, Rasha, Uba'al Averos, Mechabdo Umisyari Mimenu. That's the first shita in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the shita of the Rambam. That even if a father is a Rasha, still, there is a certain level, you don't have to go above and beyond, but a certain level of kavod because they brought you into the world, per se. Kibud av v'aim. Rama, v'yesh omrim, de'ena mechuyev l'chabed aviv Rasha, ela imkein asa tshuva. That's the Tur, that's the Mordechai, that's, again, a major machlokas rishonim here, and the Taz, the Mefarshim, all discuss this. What if the father is doing terrible things to the son? Right? These are very serious shilas. Very serious shailas that, again, one has to ask a posek in every, if there's Rachman al-Islan, a specific case where this might come up. But it's Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Boaz says, the Ramah fits in beautifully here. Right? Vahodulo, he says, like the Yesh Omrim in the Ramah. What about according to the Rambam? What about according to the Rambam? Why do you say Hodulo? How does he read the Mishnah? If the Rambam says they have a Chi of Kavod, even by Aviv Rasha, so how was it that the Chazal were mode to what Chizkiyo HaMelech did? Explains that the Tiferes Yisrael, nearly, Tahainu Dafke Bechayav, even the Rambam, even though usually Kibud Av V'Aim is even La'achar Moso, whenever we talk about someone talks about their father, La'achar Moso, there's still a mitzvah of Kibud, but still, this extension, this Chiddush of the Rambam, that there's a Chiv of Kibud Av, even if the father's a Rasha, that's only Bechayav. Avala Acher Misa, Kiva da Filu Be'eno Rasha, Havile Fiani as Daiti Rachmi Drabanan, even by a regular Kibud Av, says that the Tiferes Yisrael, in my opinion, is only Drabanan, the Haraya, Daria Filu Mekalel, La Acher Misa, Lohaya Chayav Elav Darabi Ekra, even the Isra of cursing one's father, we only know La Acher Misa based on an inclusion of the Pasik, so therefore, by a regular case, regular Kibud Av must only be Drabanan, and therefore, by Rasha Lo Gazru, by a Rasha, even the Rambam would agree, La Acher Misa, there is no mitzvah. So that's how you answer the question, how would the Rambam read this Gemara? He would read it by explaining that even La'achar Misa, he would agree to the Shita of the other Rishonim. Okay, that is all number one. There is a question here in the Chashuke Chemed. He discusses following case. She'ela. What happens if you have a Chassan? Chassan is getting married, Mazel Tov. The problem is his father's a big Rasha. Does he have to put his father's name into the invitation to the wedding? He's getting married. He does not want to put his father's name into the invitation. The father says, put my name into the invitation. But the son, is that a violation of Kibud Av? So here, it's not a direct connection, but this is the Shaila. Kiyu Gnailo, Sheyiru Eshmo Misnoseis Pazman Ala Chasunasu B'Yom Sev Chaslibo. So the first place you look is right here. Pesachim Nunvav, Chizkiyo, and the Chachamim were Mode. Gam Ben Zer, Rotso Mipni Kiddush Hashem, Levazo Zazaviv, Ula Shmito, Mikartis Hazmana. So what's the halacha? So says Rav Zilberstein. Ima av gita lo so, umasu lechinuch shel tarvi yerushamayim. If the father gave him a proper education, it's just that the father is a bal taiva and a bal avera. But the father sent him to yeshiva, and he just can't control himself. So then that will be kfui tova to embarrass the father, and you have to write it. You have to write it. Uveprat im gam nasan lo hotzas yisuf. What if he's paying for the wedding? For sure. Harizus chus la'av shezachal ben tamar chacham first mishvach. It's your father's chus, even if he's a Russia himself. Ah, im aviv lo tivo bo klab. What if the father is totally out of the picture? Ve'imo hizu shegidal to la Torah, and the mother is the one that took care of him. Ve'hi maskima shiashmitu eshmosam, and the mother says, yo, leave our names out. It's okay. Mistaver laheter. Then mistaver, in my opinion, he says, then one would be able to leave it out. Velo domet, it's not like the case of psachim nun vav. In our case, why? Tivin yonenu hu chayiv lo akaras atov. Vim yifka ba'aviv yikram adav alachil Hashem. And then he says, v'av kishenu chayiv lo aviv akaras atov, even if it's not, if he's not chayiv akaras atov, if the hashmat hashmo will not just be lack of kava, but will be bizayon and a disgrace, so then, mistama, you have to write it as well, because we talk about the chilik between not giving kavod and being mevaze. Even in cases where a lack of kavod might be mutter, being mevaze might not be mutter. And he quotes that from the Zohar HaKadosh, that Rachel Imenu was punished for being mitzayer her father, even by the trafim, even though she was, right, trying to get him away from Avodah Zarah, but still. Okay, what about the opposite? He then just talks about the other cases here. What if the parents bench and especially Shmuel Lashim, so the son is a Rasha, and the parents don't want their name on the wedding invitation? The opposite. So, Haim Chayav Lashma B'Kolam, does the son, if the son is really asking the Shaila, is the son allowed not to listen to the parents and to put the parents' names on it? And the son doesn't want to look like somebody different. He wants to put the parents' names. The parents say, no, we don't want our names on it. Right? And let's say, Rahman al-Islan, what if it's terrible? I mean, it doesn't talk about Rahman al-Islan an intermarriage, but what if it's a terrible thing? So here he says, you gotta listen to the parents. Where's the source? It's in Mefurish Rashi and Chumash. Mefurish Rashi and Korach. Vayikach Korach, ben Yisro, ben Kostein Levi, doesn't say ben Yaakov. Why? Yaakov says, I don't want my name associated with Korach. I don't want him here. Right? So you see from there Rashi. Right, in Maor Mevakshim Rachamim Alatzvam Shel Yizachar Shmama Benama Meforsam Lashimsa Yesh Lihishama Lahem. Okay, that's a couple of cases. It should all be just La Medrash V'lo La Maisa. All these cases. Okay, says the Gemara. So Gira Atvo. So he did that to his father. He rolled the bones, and the Rabbana were agreed to that. Next, Kites Nachash Nachoshes V'Hodulo. The Nachash Nachoshes that was made in Parshas Chukas, where Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, they held it up. They held up the serpent, and in that way they stopped the plague. So what happened was, later on in history, Bnei Yisrael started worshiping that. So he got rid of it. He destroyed it, and the Hodulo and Chazal were happy about that because it did not lead people astray anymore. And last one, Gana Sefer Refuos, the Hodulo. This line could be a whole separate shiur. They hid away the Book of Medicines, the Hodulo. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, it was a book of medicines. Some say, even Shlomo HaMelech wrote them. But it was all about medicines. The problem, says Rashi, was that people stopped davening for a refuah. They just looked at the medicine book, they got refuos, and boom, that was it. When they took medicine, they didn't say the Yiratzon. That's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. They didn't say that. Right? They just say, Rashi says in the second skinny line, Lefish Shalohay Elohim Liba Nichna Al Cholim, Elabas Rabin Miyad. Oh, somebody's sick? Just take the medicine. And that's why they were gonez it, and they, the Hodulo and Chazal were very happy about that. If you look at the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says, I never heard such a terrible pshat in my life. He says, very strong Lashon, says the Rambam. Find a Lashon for you. He says the Rambam, I heard somebody give this pshat, and v'yatashma hefsid ze amamar. Let me just start from the previous line. He says, Kim pirshu li ha'inyan. I heard and explained to me. He does not quote who it is. Again, I still have a mystery. If anybody out there knows, did the Rambam have Rashi? Do we have any rayas whether the Rambam ever quotes Rashi? Right? The fact that he doesn't quote him doesn't mean anything, because Rambam hardly quotes anybody. The Rambam quotes the Rimi Gash, he quotes the Gaonim, he doesn't quote other early Rishonim too many times, but it's a question whether the Rambam had Rashi in front of him. But here he's quoting Rashi's pshat. He says, "Vishamati v'chein pirshuli ha'inyan ki Shlomo chiber sefer refuos kishiach l'shamadam ha'yigrenu shum cholim and acholim ha'yimaskavin lo soa sefer v'ya'oseb k'mashakasab ha'sefer v'yimisrapin." And when Chizkiah saw that they were loa yisokan al Hashem yisparech heisros of a ganso, says the Rambam, "V'yata shma hefsid ze amamar u'mashi yish bo minashgios v'ich yichsu l'chizkiyahu minu yiveles." How can you say Chizkiah did such a thing? He says, "What if you know how to heal somebody? What, it's, you should hide it away? What, the Rambam says if somebody's starving and they're going to die, what, they shouldn't eat bread? No, to rely on Hashem, don't eat bread. What do you mean, what bread is going to help you out? No, you do, what do you, who do you think gave you the bread? Who do you think gave you the book of medicines?" Says the Rambam, you can't say that's the pshat. Forget it, we shouldn't eat because that's going to keep us healthy. What are you talking about, says the Rambam? Of course, if you know how to make something, right, Kedaka Bakodesh, the rationalist doctor that he was, he says, how could you say that? He says, no, the pshat is, what was the Sefer Refuos? This book of Refuos was not normal medicines. It was voodoo, talisman, all this different type of magic medicines, some from the dark side of, we know many surim involved in those types of medicines. Oh, if you don't, the old, talking to the Dorish Alamesim, that's the type of medicine book that it was. And that's what they put away because people weren't following the proper way to get better, and that is tefillah and going to a doctor in the normal, following normal experienced medicinal practices. That's the machlokas, Rashi Rambam. What exactly was the problem here? Was the problem here with Sefer Refuos? You can't talk about this long without mentioning the Ramban in Bichul Kosai, the much discussed Ramban in Bichul Kosai, where if you take the Ramban and you don't read the Ramban carefully, one might say that the Ramban, who himself was a doctor, said, "You're not allowed to go to doctors. Not allowed to go to doctors." Yes, what does the Ramban do with the Gemara in Baba Kama? Mikan shenitem rishus l'rofi l'rapos. The Ramban says, if a patient comes to a doctor is a chiyuv to heal him. But who says that the patient is supposed to come to a doctor? So you might read the Ramban that way if you don't read it so carefully. That's what the Ramban says in Perech Chavav, in Bichul Kosai, ki biyos Yisrael shleimim v'hem rabim lo yisnaig inyonim b'teva klal lo gufam v'lo ba'artzam v'lo b'klam v'lo yachar behem. Hashem will give Bnei Yisrael bracha v'chulu v'hum ma'amaram she'in darkam she'Bnei Yisrael v'refuos. Right, it's not the derech for people to go. Rabbi Yerape, lo amru shenitla rishus l'chola l'hisrapos el akiven shechala hachola uba l'hisrapos ki nog v'refuos. He doesn't trust in God to make him better. The doctor doesn't have to say, "Oh, I can't heal you." And he continues. That's the Ramban. And this is also echoed in some Rishonim. The Tosfos in Masechet Bava Kama there says, maybe you might have been mechalik between sicknesses from God, so to speak, and sicknesses from another human being. If somebody punches me, that's different than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I believe deep down that everybody, everything that happens to a person, you know, was meant to happen. But that is the Ramban. So there are some that say, "Oh, the Ramban says you can't go to doctors," which is somewhat strange. All the poskim are against this. If you look in the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham quotes all the Achronim who say this does not apply. Read the Ramban closely. The Ramban is talking about a time period when miracles are prevalent. When there are Nisim, when we have Tzara'as being sent us as messages to stop talking Lashon Hara. That's it. Look at the first line of the Ramban that I read quickly. Ki biyos Yisrael shleimim v'heim rabim lo yisnaig inyanim b'teva klau lo begufam v'lo ba'artzam v'lo bechlalam v'lo b'yachin mehem ki yivarech Hashem lachmam u'meimam v'yasir machla b'kirbam ad shelo yitztarchu l'rofei u'lish tamer b'derech b'derech refuos klau. That is not the Metzias of this our day and age. Halavai should happen. Halavai Mashiach should come, and we should all be getting direct messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we won't need doctors. But up until that point, even all the Achronim say that don't take this Ramban without reading it very carefully and realizing what he means to say. Okay. Even though, right, they say the Vilna Gaon, towards the end of his life, when he was in Vilna and he was feeling a little weak, and he used to call, not the doctor, but he called the Dumna Magid. Because he felt the Grug, you know, knew medicine very well. He didn't go to medical school. I quoted that story in the past. His Talmud, the Pasa Shulchan, he saw Mishklov quotes that the Grug knew every Chachma in the world. Every Chachma in the world he knew. He knew Chachma of the plants and Chachma of music and, you know, and he wanted to know Chachma's Hanituach, which probably means anatomy. He wanted to know the human body, but his father didn't let him go to medical school. Because why? Because if he went to medical school, if he learned this Chachma, then he would be the best doctor in the world and he wouldn't be able to devote his life to being the Gra, and he'd have to heal everybody in the world. So his father didn't let him go. That's the story. It's quoted by the Pasa Shulchan of Yisrael Mishlov in the Hakdama to his Sefer. But either way, the Vilna Gaon at the end of his life used to call over the Dubna Magid to give him Musar. You know, he said, give me Musar. It's the end of my life. You have to give me Musar instead of going to a doctor. But that's the Gra. We don't have to follow all of the Gra's practices. Even if somebody says, oh, I do Minagah Gra. You don't have to do that. Still go to doctors. Okay, we continue. Okay, we did a couple of lines today. Says the Braisa that these were the three things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, and they were happy with it. And on three things they were not happy with. The king of Ashur needed some type of payment, and he, Chizkiyahu, cut down the outsides of the doors of the Hechel and sent it to the Melech Ashur as a present. And they were not happy about this, because obviously he took something for the Beis HaMikdash and gave it away. Right? He should have relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sasa Megichon El Yom Lahodulo. Also, when Asher was attacking from the north, he closed off the aqueduct so they wouldn't have water there. And again, Lahodulo, they thought this was a little beyond, obviously there's a balance of Hishtadlus versus Bitachon. They felt this was too much Hishtadlus and too little Bitachon. And therefore, they were upset about this. And last one, Eber Nisan Benisan Lahodulo. He added on a second Adar after the month was declared as Nisan, and that is not supposed to be done either. You want to make a second month of Adar, so do it earlier. Don't do it once the day is declared to be Nisan or could be Nisan that day. Okay, so these are the six that are mentioned by Chizkiyahu. Next. Back to the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? The first thing they did that Chazal were not moche about was that they worked all day on Erev Pesach. Makivin to Kolam. Hey Chiyavdi, what they do exactly? What does it mean? They were markiv the palm trees. Amar of Yehuda, Maisi Asadara, they brought a fresh hadas, the shichra, the dafna, and some juice from it, the kimcha desari, the rami, b'mana de lochalfi, alayarba, and yomin, and they brought some barley flour that was in a kli for less than 40 days, umaratzki luhu, and boiled it up, v'shadi luhu, l'dikla belibe, and they injected it into the inside of a palm tree. Right, that would be allow somehow this mixture concoction would allow the palm tree then to get more nutrients from the ground, and that's what they did in Erev Pesach. They called the koi barba amos day. Any other tree or plant that was within 4 amos of this dekel after this was done, ilo avdi lehachit savil alto. If they didn't do it for those other ones also, it would wither right away because this was something that all the nutrients would go to that palm tree. No, what it meant was they took certain little reeds and put it into the holes of the tree. So putting it in, so the pieces that went in was called the dichra, the male pieces, and the part that it went into was called the nukvasa, the female pieces. That's what they did. That was the grafting, adding on a layer. Okay, that's exactly what they did. Next, they were korech shema, and this was number two that they were not mocha about. What exactly did they do? Hey Chiyavdi, what is Korek? Rolled Shema together. Amar of Yehuda, Omrim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alakinu, Hashem Echad, Velohayim Mafsikin. They weren't mafsik when they said Shema Yisrael. What weren't they mafsik in? Three pshatim. Rashi. What weren't they mafsik in? Rashi says that they weren't mafsik towards the bottom of the skinny lines between Echad and V'yahavta. Hashem Echad, meaning they weren't ma'arich b'dalas, as the Gemara says in Brachas, right? Dalas to think about all the four directions and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in charge. We mentioned it in a Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago. Dalas is also the four levels of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being on top. There's a lot that should be focused on, and they didn't focus on. They just zoomed through. They went straight to V'yahavta and straight to V'yahavta. I saw the Shemi Shmuel. Shemi Shmuel also gives a deeper insight into this. What's the difference between the first pasuk of Shema and the next pasuk of V'yahavta? The first pasuk, Harishona, pasuk Hayichud LaHayshir Seichel HaAdam. The first pasuk is about Emuna, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The second pasuk is about actions. It's about Maisim. Love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? By acting. By learning Torah. By acting. It's the mind and it's the heart. And the Ashi Yerichal said, we're going to put it all together. There shouldn't be a hafsik. And that's why they zoomed through it and put it all together. Why were they, and the Chacham understood that, that's why they weren't moche, but why were they upset? Because you have to have separate intellect and separate actions. Your intellect has to rule over your actions. If you have it all together, sometimes your intellect will be mushpa. First you have to have the intellect, first you have emuna, and then you're mashpia and you take that into actions. But that's why the Shemi Shulam Parsha Shoftim says that's why it was bad, but it wasn't so bad, and therefore they weren't mocha. That is Rashi, that between Echad and Viahafta, they weren't mafsik. Tosfos says they weren't mafsik between Bein Shema Yisrael Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem! Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Where did they put the comma? So they put the comma after the word Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem. Right? Demashma testosis doesn't make sense. Domer, it's like they're talking to Hashem that Yisrael's going to listen. Shema Yisrael Hashem. So they put the comma in the wrong spot. That's also obviously wrong. Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachas has a third shot. He says, Karchan Hashma, they did not read it with the Ta'amei HaMikra. They didn't read it with the Trup, which is Lechadchila, what one is supposed to do with the Shulchan Aruch, right? with the Shema. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Samach Aleph Sif Chavdala, right, in Kriya Shema. Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach Ledaktik, you have to be very medaktik in how we read Shema, and we have to put the Dogishes in the right place, and not to, and the Shvanaz and the Shvanachs. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach Likros Kriya Shema Bita'amim Kemo Shehem Batorah. You have to read Kriya Shema as it says in the Torah. What does the Baragola say? Rabbeinu Yonah Brachas Me'ahid Psachim Nun Vav. There it is. In this Mishnah Berurah, it's a mistake. It says the Me'ahid Psachim Chavav. It should be Nun Vav. Right? So Nun Vav, that's the quote in the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah Avalonogu Gim Rabbeinu Seilu. Oh! But there are some places that they don't do it with a trap. Mikamakam HaMedaktikim Machmir Bakach. The Ramah quotes the Medaktikim. The Medaktikim should be Machmir and say Kriya Shema with the Ta'amin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that if somebody's gonna be messed up with the Kavana, and they're not gonna be able to focus on what the words mean if they say it with the Ta'amin, it's more important to know what the words mean and focus on the meaning rather than say it with the Ta'amin. So first and foremost, we should know what the words mean and focus on what the words mean. If then we could say it with the Ta'amin HaMikra, so then that would be the best. But if not, that's really a second stage. The most important thing about Shema, obviously, is just to understand it and be able to say it with proper Havana. Okay? That was the three pshatim in terms of Korach and Eshma, and they weren't mafsik. We continue. Rava Amar, mafsikin hayu, ela, they were mafsik. Ela shayu homrim hayom al vavecha. They emphasized hayom al vavecha, today on your hearts. Demashma hayom al vavecha, v'lo makra al vavecha. It's mashma that only today, right, that it should be on your hearts and not tomorrow, right? So that's why they were upset. Which some of Farshim pointed out, why is that a problem, right? We know it shouldn't be al today, meaning in contrast to Olam Haba, like with Gemara Darshan's the last pasuk in Vaschanan, right? Hayom lasosam, olam acher lasosam. So it's somewhat difficult exactly what Rav's pshat is, but that's what he says. Tana Rabbanon, Kates Arei Karchan Hashma. What was Kriach Hashma? Omrim Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'lo Mafsikin De Rabbi Meir. They weren't mafsik. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mafsikin Oyo. They were Ella Shlohayu Omer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Liolam Voed. They weren't saying Baruch Shem Kavod, says Rabbi Yehuda. That was the problem. V'anan My Time Amrin. So why do we say it? Here we go. Kedidarsh Rav Shimon Lakish, as Rish Lakish says, Rav Shimon Pazi, Dar Rav Shimon Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov El Banav, Vayeomer, Heyasu Vagidalachem, Yaakov gathers his children together, and Pashas Vayachi, he's gonna tell them what's gonna be, Bikish Yaakov Lagalos Labanav Lakesa Yamin. Yaakov Avinu wants to be Megala to his children, the end of Yamin. What does that mean? Kesa Yamin. So Rashi says, he wanted to tell him, Rashi first wide line, Kates Hayamin from the word Yamin, right? She Yachzir Yamino Lefanav, She Shivachor Yamino Mebnei Oyev. Hashem wants to be Megala, his right arm, Kaviyachol. The Tosas Rid says no. Yamin means like Yamim, Nun and Mem sometime switch, so it really means the end of days. But Tzlach here develops the idea. We'll see at the end if we come back to it if we have time. Yamin is Chesed and Smol is Din, and he wanted to reveal to Am Yisrael the way that Mashiach could come, the Ofan HaChesed, in the quicker way. But it ended up that, you know, he couldn't say that because it was going to be Tsaris and it was going to be Midas Hadin. But there he develops the idea of Yamin. We'll see if we have time to read his beautiful words after. But he wanted to be Megala. V'nistagma neshchina, and the Shechina jumped away from him, meaning he lost the Ruach Nevuah. Amar, Shemachas v'shalom yish b'mitasi psul. Oyvei, why was the Shechina removed from me? Maybe one of my children is a problem. Ka Abraham, Shiatzimenu Yishmael, Vavi Yitzchak, Shiatzimenu Esav. Right, Oyvei, so maybe that's why he was removed from me. Parenthetically, right, if we read it closely, he says Abraham and Avi Yitzchak. Why does he say that? Pashas, he couldn't say his father. He couldn't say Yitzchak, because it's his father. He had to say Avi Yitzchak, right? Like if a gabbai calls up their father, they can't just call him up by name. Either they should just say Avi Mori, or Avi Mori, then you can say the name. You need the title. Is this Gemara Mashma that there's no chiyuv to be mechabe to grandfather? That's an important discussion, right? But from this line of the Gemara, he doesn't say kisabi Avraham, right? He says Avraham and Avi Yitzchak. Amru lo banav. His children say, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. First time that was said, they were talking to Yisrael. They were talking to the Yaakov Avinu. Listen, Yisrael. Maybe they're allowed to call him Yisrael because that's not his real name. That was a name given by the Malach. Shema Yisrael, a little diukim in this one story. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we all believe. Amru, they say, Kishem Shem Belibcha Elo Echad, Kachim Bilibenu Elo Echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge. Pa'osa Shah, Pasach Yaakov Avinu V'yamar. Yaakov Avinu was so comforted that he said, Baruch Shem Kavom Achusol Yolam Voed. Fine, that's the story. So now, the Gemara talks. Amri, Rabbanai Echin Evid, what are we supposed to do? No, Mrenu, should we say Baruch Shem when we say Shema? La'amr Moshe Rabbeinu. But look in Sefer Dvarim, Moshe did not write Baruch Shem when he wrote the Torah. Lo nomru, not to say it, Amr Yaakov, but Yaakov said it. His kinush yomr mosav b'chashoy. So we have a compromise. We say it, right? We say it quietly, right? Another compromise. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, right? The mezuzah is the compromise. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So here's another compromise, right? We say it quietly. Period. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Ami Debe Rabbi Ami. Mashal abas malach sheiricha sika gedera. It's like a princess that smelled something in the pot and she wanted to eat it right away. But it's not mechubad for a princess to eat straight from the pot. Same tomar, if she says, oh, can I have some? Yishla gnai. It's like some of the bizayin. Lo tomar, not to see anything, yishla tsar. She'll be in pain because she has this taiva that she can't fulfill. His chilu avadeh lahavi bachashoy. So her servants realized what was going on and they brought it to her in private, period. Amar Rabbi Yavo, his kinush ye omer moso b'kol ram, they will mesakein to say it b'kol ram, out loud, mipnei taromes haminim, because of the heretics. The heretics saw Jews saying Shema, they saw him saying Shema Yisrael, and then whispering something. Ah, what are you whispering? Maybe you're whispering something about our gods, maybe whispering something about the other religions. So that's why they started saying it out loud because of Taromes Haminim, Ubenahardo, Daleka Minim, Arashta, Amila Bachashoy. But in Ardo, there are no Minim, so we say it Bachashoy. And that could be what Bizman Azeh that we hold. Rav Asher Weiss talks about this in the context of saying Aseres Hadibros in Tefillah. Remember the Gemara Mesechas Brachas in the first parak, that they wanted to make Aseres Hadibros part of davening, but they didn't because of Taromes Haminim. People are going to think that that's the only part of davening. And that's why they left it out. But, so what about Bizman Azeh? The Rambam says you're not allowed to stand up for Aseres Hadibros in laning, but even though that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, so how does that happen? What is that? Why Taromes Haminim? So Rav Asher Weiss writes in one of his mamarim that, there are minim today. If somebody's standing up for Aseres Hadibros today in shul, people are going to think, oh yeah, you don't have to keep the rest of the Torah. Only Aseres Hadibros? So it's a little, that's what his suggestion is, similar based on the idea about Nahar Da. Who are the minim? So if you look in Rashi and Brachas, Daf Yud Beis, Minim are Akum. That's what it says. Akum in the version that we have. But if you look in the old versions, it says Notzrim. If you look at the old versions of Rashi, it was edited out. It says the Notzrim. And therefore, that's also what it might mean here. And that's if you look in the Mefarshim, they explained it also. That was the original Notzrim who were Jewish, right? Maybe they were the ones that saw we were whispering something after saying Shema Yisrael. Maybe we were saying something else that was inappropriate. Okay. So a lot more about Baruch Shem. If you never saw it, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Chaf Hei in Hilchas Tefillin talks about why we say Baruch Shem after we put in our Tefillin. Not like the pashtus reason of we're being choshesh lebracha levatala by making a second bracha, but he has a fascinating suggestion that he thinks that wearing tefillin is like saying Shema. Kabbalah somachla shemayim. So just like after Shema you say Baruch Shem, so too after we put on our tefillin we say Baruch Shem. Fascinating suggestion, feel free to look there in Simen Chaf Hei in Ilchus Tefillin. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we must continue. I cannot mention it. Shlomo Zalman about why we say Baruch Shem quietly all the time, except when Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we scream out Baruch Shem because we're like Malachim. Says Shlomo Zalman, why do we scream out Baruch Shem at the beginning of Yom Kippur, half an hour after we ate our Suda Mavsakas? Well, after Yom Kippur, we've been in shul for 25 hours with Davening Ma'ariv, we whisper Baruch Shem. Should be just the opposite. After Yom Kippur, we should scream out Baruch Shem. Then we're like Malachim. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you don't go by your position. You go by your direction. Where are we headed? When Yom Kippur starts, we're headed to Yom Kippur. We're thinking about Yom Kippur. So we scream out Baruch Shem. By Ma'ariv, what are we thinking about? We're thinking about breaking our fast. We're thinking about other things. So we say Baruch Shem quietly. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Shisha the Ramazo on Yericho. Shlosha Birzon Chachamim, Shlosha Shlosha Birzon Chachamim. Getting back to the Mishnah. The Elu Birzon Chachamim. Markivin to call him Kalayom. The Karach and Eshma. The Kotsrin Lefneha Omer. See here it just says Kotsrin and not Gotshin. The same ones as the Mishnah. The Elu Shlosha Birzon Chachamim. Gotshin Lefneha Omer. So the ones that the rabbis did not, right, because this is a level up. Biritzon Chachamim. Biritzon Chachamim. There's a different version. Here it said, the Rabbanim were okay with it. That you were Markiv Deka Kalayom. They didn't think it was such, they weren't Makbid about it, because there's only a Durabanan, and Rashi talks about they weren't Gozer on it. So that's, they did it Biritzon Chachamim. The following Shalo Biritzon, Gotshin Lefeha Omer. Right? The second stage of piling up they were against. Upotsin Pratzos Biganoseyev Upa Pardosehen, Lahachel Neshel Aniyim. They broke walls in their field in order to let the Aniyim go straight and take from what fell down. Bishnei Batzores, in famine years, Bishabasos V'yamim Tovim. They broke it down on Shabbos and Yontif. Right? So we'll have to see, what were they upset about there? Well, they upset about it. Seems like they're doing a mitzvah. So we'll have to see. Umatir and Gamzi Oshel Hektish Shel Charvish Shel Shikma. Debra Rabbi Meir. Meir says, and they allow this, the Gidulin Shel Hektish, which we, again, we'll have to see why exactly they mounted it. Amalor Rabbi Huda. In Bertzon Chachamim Ayosim Yukolo Adam Osim Kain. In the first three, what he said, they did it Bertzon Chachamim. If the rabbis were happy about it, so everybody should be able to do it. What's the emphasis of Anshe Yericho did this? Ella, rather, Eluva Elu Shlober Son Chacham Hayu Osin. Really, everything, both groups, was Shlober Son Chachamim. Ashloshu Micho Biyadam, Ashloshu Lo Micho Biyadam. It's just that three they protested and three they didn't. Like our Mishnah's version. The Elu Shlo Micho Biyadam. What didn't they protest? Markimit the Kalam Kalayam, Vakarachan Eshma, because of a Goshen Levnei Omer. As we saw. The Elu Shemicho Biyadam, Matir and Gamzio Shel Hektish, Shel Charvish, Shel Shikma, Uparts in Pratzos, Begano Seno, Bardasian Lachal, Geshel Aniyim, we'll have to see exactly what the problem with that is. And they also left payah for vegetables, as we saw. That's a chumra dasla de kula. Period. Says the Gemara v'savar of Yehuda, kitzira shlober tzon chachamim. What harvesting before the Omer is against, the Rabbanah were not happy about that, but what's not? The Mishnah Yericho in Menachah says, Anshe Yericho kosher lefneha Omer, birt son chachamim, the gochel lefneha Omer shlober tzon chachamim. It's just the Gedisha that was the problem. The Ketzira, the Rabbanan gave their Askama to. And Man Shamis Lei, Damar Michu Velo Michu, who is the one between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir who holds that the Chiluk is Michu and not Michu, not Birtzon and Shalom, Birtzon Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Viktani, and what does the Mishnah there say? Kotzrin Birtzon Chachamim. The Ketzira can be done Birtzon Chachamim. So why do you say Ketzira is also Shalom, Birtzon? Says the Gemara, L'tamei Chani Arba Havi. But what do you mean? You're saying three things, but there are four altogether. That's another problem. El Sami Sami Mikan Ketzira. Take out Ketzira. You're right. Really, Ketzira was Birtzon. It was just the Gedisha, the piling it up afterwards, which was Shalom Birtzon Chachamim. Period. Okay. Umatir and Gamzio Shal Hektish, Shal Charev, Shal Shikma. So what did they do? The Anshei Richo, when they were Maktish trees, they said that the Gidul and the fruit that grew from the tree afterwards was not Hektish. And therefore they got benefit from it, and the rabbis were very upset about that. Amru, they said, Avoseinu lo Hikdishu es Koros. Our forefathers only were Maktish the trunks of the trees. Vyonu Natir, Gamzio Shal Hektish, Shal Charev, Shal Shikma. And we're being Matir, the Gidulin, what grows from them. Ubigidulin haboim lachar mikan askinon, and we're talking about the gidulin that grew afterwards, not gidulin that were there at the time of the Hakdasha. Visavri law, and they, the Anshe Yericho, held kemanda amar in meila bigidulin. They held there's no meila when it comes to gidulin. Verabana and Savri, the Rabbanan say no. Nehi de meila leka isura miyika. Even if there's no full fledged meila with a karban, with an asham, with a chomesh, there's still an iser, still an iser daraisa. Right, we find in other times when we say there's still an Isser, even though there's no full-fledged Me'ila. Right, that could be, according to some, right, what does it mean? Kol umar avareach, ein bo mishum Me'ila. Right, view and shade and smell, that might just be regarding the full-fledged, but there's still Usser. So too here. Why aren't Gidulin fully Hektish? What's the problem? Why is it, if I'm Maktish a tree, the fruit that grows from that tree, what's the tzad to say not? So there is a discussion in Maseches Baba Basra on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph in the Rishonim there. Right? The Gemara there talks about what happens if I am Maktish a ditch and then I fill it with water. If I am Maktish a tree and then it grows. And you might be Mechal between these because there's natural growth versus external growth. So the Rishonim there discuss, the Rashbam there says it's a grama. The Ramban there, though, has an important line. The Ramban, Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Tes says there's a different type of Kedusha when somebody is makdish it bepeh and when something memela becomes kadosh. The Ramban has that implicit line explaining that Gemara over there in Daf Ayin Tes. And the Achronim all jump at this line to say, wow, you might have think that when it comes to Hekdish, there's only a difference in the mechanism, not in the result. If you're makdish it versus memela becomes kadosh. The Ramban's chiddush is that even in the result, there's a difference if I was makdish it bepeh versus memela. Where might this also come up? And we discussed this months ago, but maybe been a couple of years ago, and that is by the Isra of Tamura. The Isra of Tamura is also a davar to memela kind of. Right, I have one animal, and I say I want the other animal to become kadosh. And what happens? They both end up being kadosh. So how does that work? Does the Tamura animal have the same exact halachas as the first animal or not? So again, there, this also comes up, whether something that was nikdash bepeh has the same halachas. So here too, that's the svara of gidulin. Even if you want to say gidulin have some status, it might not have the same exact status, because it wasn't niskadish bepeh, it was just memela. Related to this is a question in the Achronim also, the Magen Avram discusses this. And that is there a kinyan chatzar when it comes to a Beis HaKnesses? A shul is like the Beis HaMikdash, is like Hekdish. Let's say you find money in a shul. Does it automatically belong to the shul? Or does it belong to the person who found it, if the person who owned it gave up? What about all the coats that are left in shul for years? Right? This is a halacha l'maisa, whether there's a kinyan chatzar when it comes to a shul. Okay, let's continue. Upots and pertzos, Amar Ula, Amar Shem and Lakish. What happened? What were they so upset about? Machlokes b'shal machbedos. The machlokes was by the machbedos. Machbedos are dates. There were bunches of dates at the top of the date tree that looked like brooms. That's the machbedos. The machlokes is whether they let the aniyim get, sometimes the dates fell down, but they were caught by these brooms, which were part of the tree, up top, and the aniyim would go and get those dates that were detached already, that had fallen from the top of the date tree onto these areas. That's the machlokas here. The Rabbanan Savri, Gazrina Shemayala V'yitlos. The problem that we're a bit worried about is that if you allow the aniyim go get these dates that were detached, they might come to get dates that were still attached also. We're not worried that they're going to be remove the attached ones. Avo bishel bein akifin, but the ones that fell all the way down near the thorns, divrei akol mutter. Everybody agreed that's mutter. The only machlokes between the Anshe Yericho and the rabbis were the ones that were stuck up above. Amar le Rava. Rava says, one second, Rava. V'amuksas ninu. We're talking about updates that fell down on Shabbos. They're muksa. How could they be any heter? The chitema, and if you want to say, hoel dechazi la'arvim, well, why they're not moksa, birds could get them before Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, hashta muchan la'adam la'avim muchan la'klavim, if we say that if something is designated for a person before Shabbos, then you cannot use it for an animal, it's not as the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, em lo haisan avela ma'erev Shabbos asura l'fisha inam in a muchan, even though an animal was muchan for another animal before Shabbos, if we say muchan la'adam is not Muchan leklavim, then surely the opposite. Muchan learvim, avi muchan laadam. If something is muchan on a lower level for animals, would we say it's muchan for a person? So therefore, says the Gemara, if they're attached, they're muksa. So how could you say they're mutter even if they become detached? So Amarle in, he said, no, yeah, you might go in the opposite direction. Muchan laadam laavi muchan leklavim. Why do we say if it's designated for a person, then it's still muksa to use for an animal? To call me didachazi leinish lo max lemidaite. Anything that is for human consumption, a person puts out of his mind for using it for anything else. Muchan laarvim havi muchan laadam. Why? Call me didachazi leinish daite lave. Whatever I might use on Shabbos, I have in the back of my mind, and therefore, it is not totally muksa. And Kiyasa Rabban Amr Shem and Lakish, he said that machlokas b'shal ben akifin, the machlokas is those that fell all the way down by the thorns. The Rabban and Savri, muchan, and it's a muksa machlokas, not a machlokas of Xera. Muchan la'arvim lo'avi muchan la'adam, v'yanshe yiricho Savri, muchan la'arvim havi muchan la'adam. Aval b'shal machbedos, but the ones all the way up, devriya kol asur, gazun shemiyala v'yitlosh, period. So it's fascinating that the Gemara assumes that the Anshe Yericho was tamid chachamim. It wasn't like people just doing the wrong thing and say, oh, they were wrong. No, they also had a svara, but the Rabbanan were against what they did, some in an extreme way, and they were moch, and some not in an extreme way, and they were not moch. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but tomorrow we finish up Perek Makam Shenagu, and we finish up as what's called the first Pesach, as it says on the end of tomorrow's daf, Slikala Pesach Rishon. We'll talk more about that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.